We hope that all of you enjoyed the SSE presentation. It was just fantastic. I have never seen something like that before. So we hope that you also enjoy it. We have a few minutes before we get started. Our next item is going to be a YA presentation. We are going to have our brother and sister, Asha and Rohit, our regional YA representatives. They are going to be sharing with us a summary of the recent World Youth Conference held in Presidente Nilayan in July. But before we get to that, we are still setting up the presentation. So I want to share with you some unity tips submitted by some of our brothers and sisters from the region. As you may remember, unity tips are practical ways for all of us to remember the divinity within ourselves and others. So here are some submissions by some of our brothers and sisters. One devotee wrote, "When you feel the awareness of unity is slipping away, say Sairam." Another devotee wrote, "Remember Swami and his stressing unity as one begins an activity. Dedicate the activity to Swami." Another devotee wrote, "Wear a bracelet or tie a temple thread to your wrist. Whenever you see it, remember the divinity within." So again, these are just practical tips to help us remember the divinity within ourselves and others. And with that, I would like to welcome to the podium or to the stage our sister Asha and our brother Rohit to start the YA presentation. Please help me welcome them with a round of applause.
Sairam, everyone. Sairam Swami. Like Jaime said, in the next 45 minutes, Rohit and I are going to talk about the World Youth Conference that actually happened a couple days before Guru Purnima this summer. Next slide. So the theme of the conference was Ideal Sai Leadership, and it was a conference held for about 450 youth from around the world, which was fantastic because usually in the conference style beforehand, there have been thousands upon thousands of youth, which actually made it hard to have interactive sessions. Whereas since this time we had a relatively smaller number, we were able to combine both hearing pearls of wisdom from all of these fantastic guest speakers along with having interactive sessions with other young adults, which proved to be very helpful in all of our ideas and like what we wanted to push forward in our initiatives, both worldwide and nationwide. On a side note, when we heard about the program being set up as study circle and speakers, we were both really excited because we were like, oh my gosh, we get to talk with all of these people from around the world. We can hear about all of these great ideas going on in other places. And it didn't even strike us that English was not the first language for over half of these youth. So actually, when the study circles were broken up, there were seven study circles that were not even conducted in English. There was Portuguese, Russian, French, Spanish, and English as the rest of the study circles. So we didn't get to personally interact with the worldwide youth in the study circles themselves, but it just goes to show how universal Swami's message really is. When we would meet these youth in the canteen, we couldn't even speak to them other than saying Sairam, but when we came together to discuss Swami's message, all of the words came out in a universal language of the heart, which was absolutely phenomenal. During the conference, we also did have the pleasure of listening to Dr. Goldstein speak to the youth. But more important than that, we got the chance to hear from each of the 9 International Youth Member Council. Each of these members actually represent a zone of the world on the International Prashanthi Council, which is important because they got to tell us more about what the initiatives are in each part of the world. It was very inspiring, actually, to hear about the youth leadership program that the Croatians have started, and they've actually graduated a whole bunch of young adults, not just in the SAI Center, but elsewhere, from this leadership training. There was also zonal conferences attended by all the youth from their particular zone, which means each zone is maybe 4 or 5 countries within that area. So imagine this retreat times 100 of only youth, and that was what the zonal conference was, and it's happened in 6 of the 9 regions, or I'm sorry, zones. We also got the opportunity to hear about SAI orphanages and Polish medical camps and all these other inspiring activities that have been taken on by youth around the world. But I would wager to say Rohit and I found that more so than hearing about the activities, we found it inspiring to actually interact with other youth, talking about Swami's teachings and how we want to bring that into our daily lives and how we want to bring it back into the nation. And with that spirit in mind, I would like to share some of the quotes from some of the zonal council members that we thought would be helpful for the adults and the youth in the audience. On talking about the emotions after Swami's passing in April, the Zone 6 chair said, "We did not come to make clouds of sadness. We came to become beacons of light." And that's something that can be universally spread, not just in thinking about Swami departing his physical body. We have to really remember that we are Swami's messengers, and that means we have to be beacons of light and his message. On talking about the practicality of daily spirituality, which fits in very nicely with what Anjana and Jaime have been doing, the Zone 7 chair said, "On the spiritual path, we face situations we would rather hide, but they are very necessary for transformation. As Swami has said, face the devil and finish the game." So I know in many of our lives, I would wager to say all of our lives, we have situations that we might be embarrassed about or too ashamed to admit the complete honest truth about the spirituality behind it to our own selves. But always remember that every moment as it is perfect for your spiritual growth and is completely necessary for you to think about. To paraphrase a line from a famous movie, the Zone 6 chair actually asked, "Why so serious?" to talk about how spirituality is actually fun and shouldn't be taken as a chore. The Zone 4 chair actually said, on how to practice daily spirituality, instead of saying, "What would Swami do? What would Jesus do? What would love do?" when you're in a situation where you're trying to decide what's right or wrong, or you're trying to keep your anger in, just think, "What would love do?" Well, I can go on and on about this because there were 2 days full of all these great insights, but I think it would be more helpful for you if we actually went through the World Youth Conference in the same format that we got to experience it ourselves, which was small group interactions. That way, you leave with the best positive and lasting vibrations for your own individual spiritual well-being. And with that, Rohit will introduce the workshop.
Okay, so as Asha mentioned, this was a really great experience. So she pretty much summed up a lot of what went on there. So what we thought we'd do is recreate the exercises so perhaps you guys could all derive that same benefit that we had. So as Asha mentioned about the structure of the conference, it was set up into 3 separate study circles. So the first study circle was entitled Divine Inspiration, SAI Ideal Leader, and a Spiritual Exemplar. So the questions that we addressed in that study circle was, we were asked to kind of individually share our experiences in terms of our personal spiritual practices, what's worked well for us in terms of carrying out Swami's a message in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, of those practices that Swami recommends, what's been the most impactful for us? The other thing that we looked at was how we achieve a balance in our daily life to improve the quality of our life. And we were also asked to finally to look at the efficacy of the SAI organization as a whole in terms of its spiritual programs, and then recommend ways to enhance the authenticity of our spiritual programs. So if we could, what we'd like to do right now is if we could kind of get into small groups within whoever's here, since the whole group isn't here, if we could maybe make two or three on the men's side and two or three on the ladies' side, we'd like everyone to first discuss this one question, which is, how do you personally practice Swami's teachings in today's worldly society? So we could do that now, actually, form small circles, maybe of 15 people. And
if we could have maybe the gentlemen and the ladies sitting form two separate groups, and then the ones sitting on the seats form two separate groups, that might be the easiest.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then we'll kind of come around and try and help in the discussion. So there's actually going to be three questions related to the three topics that we discuss and in the study circle. So this first question is related to being a spiritual exemplar. So we're going to spend probably about 5 to 7 minutes on this first question.
Okay, so in the men's groups, we're looking at how do you personally practice Swami's teachings in today's world society. So try to think of real situations that you go through at work, in school, with your families.
Okay, Sairam, everyone. Sorry to cut you off now. We had almost an hour and a half to talk about this one subject, so I can understand you're probably just getting started. But we're going to move on to the next topic, so forgive me, but hope you have each other's contact information to continue this at dinner. So the second YS study circle related to divine instruction. So we were asked to kind of consider the best way to implement new guidelines for the Sai organization following a blessing, the blessing from Swami that he had made for some recommendations after last year. So just something we'd like to post to the group is to kind of consider the structure and template of our Sai centers today and how we can, what if anything, we could do to improve the spiritual programs within our Sai center. Something, for example, that was posed at the conference was potentially to have a YA apprenticeship program. So there's a lot of wisdom among the older devotees in the Sai Center that the youth can learn from. So what's perhaps a structured way that we could go about learning the duties and responsibilities of being a figurehead in the organization to carry out Swami's mission? So the question we're posing is, what, if anything, can our Sai Center or organization improve upon? Okay, Sairam, everyone. So we're actually going to move on to the next point. I know we probably ran into the same issue as the last question. So the final study circle that we talked about was what are Sai ideal leaders of the future? So that what we discussed in those groups was, regardless of age, gender, or beliefs, none of those things actually denote our spiritual path. So we just talked about improving the organization. So let's talk about how we can improve ourselves as leaders individually. So within your group, if we could talk about what do you think Swami means by an ideal Sai leader? Okay, Sairam, everyone, thank you so much for participating in that discussion. I know we probably cut you off again, but we hope that this was a beneficial exercise in the sense that these are all questions that we could all be thinking about as we can take some of what we learned from other brothers and sisters in this discussion home to our centers after the retreat concludes. So there's one more slide we just wanted to talk about, which were some of the overarching takeaways from the conference for all of the youth across the world. So the first was that in terms of our SAI centers, our activity should align with the goal of awakening one's inherent divinity. And by that, we mean that this organization was ultimately founded on spirituality, and that was Swami's goal. So that being the case, we can only assess the merits, the spiritual merits of our program on how constructive they are at helping individuals attain a transformation of their character. So that was a big takeaway, that one's inherent divinity and that self-transformation should be that one goal that we have as SAI centers. The second is, and this is catered towards the youth, because this was a youth conference, that there needs to be be it informal or formal training for YA leaders and skills that are important for our spiritual programs and some sort of apprenticeship program. And the reason being is that spiritual leadership is really a focus on our development. And that being the case, an apprenticeship program may help YAs fulfill responsibilities in the future. And as Hari Uncle mentioned in his opening speech, YAs are the future of this organization. And finally, which Ash and I felt was one of the most important takeaways, was that, you know, we talked about this concept of ideal SAI leadership, but the key to that is mastering the self. And hence, we need to continue our efforts to not only improve our spiritual practices, but also be truly aware of why we're doing them. And that awareness will in turn hopefully help us develop that instinct of being an ideal SAI leader. So, you know, one kind of final point that stuck out in the conference was when we're trying to achieve a good balance here as youth and as SAI leaders, it's important that with Swami's grace, we achieve what he calls heads in the forest, hands in society. So that's something that we can look to as a final goal. And so just to conclude, Ash and I thank you for this opportunity to share about the conference. And just the two of us were talking, and we learned so much from the conference, and we're very happy to serve as the next YA regional reps. But one thing that was really mind-boggling was that there were, as Asha mentioned, 450 youth from all across the world. But they were represented by all these countries. But the entire conference was put together, coordinated, communicated, all by the youth. And even the setup for the conference, including speaking with the members within Prashanti to host the conference at the Purnachandra Hall, to the decorations, everything was coordinated by the youth. So to Asha and I, that was very inspiring, because if we talk about logistical issues we have within our small region, imagine what can happen if the whole world banded together for this. So that's something that we're going to take with us for the next couple of years. Sairam.
Thank you, Rohit and Asha, again for that wonderful presentation. It's given a really, really big hand.